There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Sweetness and bitterness. Life gives happiness and sorrow, father of all. Life can't be perfect, he says to all, but perfect and sweet in the part of few, while the rue of many is bitter and sorrowful. It cries deep of tribulations, laugh and smile in few. Few take sweetness, many take bitterness, hooked in wise. Till the end of sweetness is the journey. It is the journey of maturity. Sweetness is about walking on the line of truth. There can be false sweetness when you don't look into the depth of things. Say, it is artificial sweetness consisting of superficial praises and appreciation. It has not taken time to think, to reflect, to contemplate. It's in hurry to please. While the real sweetness is depth, it's matured. Its intention is not to please, but to tread the path of truth. And as I said, sweetness is the journey, because the bitterness is deep, and the soul is carrying that bitterness from long time. And suddenly this bitterness cannot be converted into sweetness. It takes time, and we need to find from where the bitterness has come, from the bitter experiences. So this journey of sweetness is internal. It's going within and analyze nooks and corners of the house. There is hidden dust, some garbage, some rubbish. Sweetness is acceptance of bitterness, first of all, and then allowing the light to enter and know the damage that bitterness has caused. The bitterness is chronic. It's a malady that has stayed for a long time, so much so that it has become the very part of the being. Every thought is rooted in that bitterness, or rather, every thought is arising from the experience of that bitterness. And so the whole being has become negative, and the person is unaware of it. But there is persistent negative background upon which the life experiences, the new life experiences, are based. So we have heard in Murli, rather, every Murli starts with sweet children. Why? Why? Because we are. What is the purpose of starting every Murli with that word? Because we are. or it is some deep technique or strategy. And we are absolutely the opposite. He is the ocean and mountain of sweetness. So from his side, he cannot utter anything which is unsweet. So from his side, it's fine that he is saying, but vices make us unsweet, and so virtues make us sweet. But we have covered our bitterness with the essence of artificial sweetness. And that's why sweetness is a journey. It's a journey towards truth. It's a journey from artificial to original, that which is natural. It is not about appreciating others just because to please. Sweetness is patience. It takes time to understand, to know people, things as they are, without dilution. Otherwise, the world is filled with sugar-coated speeches and words, and they are absolutely empty. They please the heart for a second, but then they go away. A wife says, "I love you so much," but husband says, "But you keep on fighting with me." The woman says, "But still I love you so much. I can fight with the whole world for you." But her husband curses, "But you keep fighting with me." Then she says, "Yes, because you are my world." How to inculcate, how to imbibe this virtue of sweetness. When there is divine love in the heart, sweetness follows. You cannot buy, you cannot borrow, you cannot snatch sweetness. Sweetness is the offspring of love of God. So when the love of God takes birth, automatically you become sweet. That does not mean that everybody comes and says to you that you are sweet, you are sweet. It's not necessary. Sweetness is not about getting certificates from others. It is emotion. It's feeling. It is the, as Kabir says, a dumb person gets the taste of jaggery or sweet, and you ask him, "How was it?" No, he can't express. He has tasted and he knows it is very sweet, but then he cannot express. So divine love is the unexpressed sweetness. You know it has come to me. You know I am feeling it, I am experiencing it. But if somebody tells you, "How was it?" You have no words. You are speechless. So when the divine love takes birth, automatically what follows is sweetness. When you are lost in sweet silence, you experience sweetness. Without silence, the experience of sweetness is far away. The deeper the silence, the deeper would be the experience of sweetness. The silence gives birth to sweetness. Because when the mind is silent, automatically you can see the things. Just as water which is disturbed, you can't see what is within the down if the water is dirty. But you allow the water to settle, the dirt settles down and you can see through and through. The silence makes the mind calm. The dirt settles down and then you can see everything. And this experience of seeing is very sweet. Sweetness is seeing yourself without the dress of I. You can see your own individuality, your being, your personality. But there is no I anywhere. So this experience of I-lessness is sweetness. The third thing is solitude. The more you enter into solitude, the more you have got experience of sweetness. I'm talking of gross solitude. The fourth is nourishing yourself on divine nourishment. There are two methods of nourishing. One is food, another is divine. Physical food, material food. One is to survive on this. Another is abstaining from it. That is fasting. It's very hard, sometimes a sort of torture to the body. It's deprivation. You deprive yourself from something. So the word itself sometimes creates fear. So there is a third dimension where you don't deprive yourself. You feed yourself, but with higher vibrations. You feed yourself, your whole body, with higher light. Rather, you feed yourself with light. And you understand that we can survive with light also. That goes beyond the laws of physics or science. But then you understand the body is in sync with light and everything is okay. And you feed on divine nourishment. And this is free of charge. There you have to pay. That brings with it so many diseases and toxins. This is toxin free. This fasting approach, there is a bit negativity. You have to control the mind. There is a starting point and end point. And after the end point, again you land up into your previous original pattern. Here, there is only starting point. There is no end point. Here, there is no deprivation. Because the divine love is everywhere. The pure love is everywhere. So you feed off love. You feed off divine light. There are affirmations that I live by God's light. I don't need anything extra. I don't need anything material because I am a spiritual being. I am a divine being. I am feeding on divinity. So automatically, the mind is vibrating at a very higher rate. And you experience, you don't have any need for sleep. You don't get fatigue. You don't get exhausted. You are full of energy all the time. While you see people are fatigued, depressed. They want to sleep for some more time. If you wake somebody up at 2 o'clock and you go away, the first thing he does is to sleep for 5 more minutes to find himself waking up at 5 o'clock. So when you feed yourself with divine energy, there is real sweetness. When all the elementary canals are free from physical food and they are filled with divine light, you enter into a new world. You feel as if the divine love is feeding me. I am living on that divine food. Everything is included in this. There is nothing tastier than divine nourishment. It's so sweet. It's so beautiful. And it is available everywhere. In fact, matter is nothing but frozen light. This is light. This is light. Food is light. Everything is light. But then it is frozen. And the thing which is around, it is unfrozen, free. So when you inhale, it is not just by this mouth you are feeding yourself. You feed yourself with skin. You feed yourself with ears. You feed yourself with eyes. Everything, all senses become the organ of eating. You move your hand like this in the air and you feel there is moisture. The food is around. Air is the cosmic reservoir. The body doesn't need anything extra. It just needs radiation. The cosmic radiation. So when you feed yourself on those cosmic radiation, suddenly you will find a hidden sweetness is coming to the surface. Even if somebody is unspiritual, when he starts feeding himself on cosmic food, he becomes spiritual on its own. So journey is of sweetness. So that's third. Next, nature. The more you move into the nature, sweetness comes to you. When you listen, the chirping of the birds, the music of air, the breeze, the streams, the water, the clouds. When you sit down and listen to a tree, you can hear the hidden sweetness. Nature is the ocean of sweetness. There is sweetness in water. There is sweetness in air, in fire, everything. Sit and observe. and the sweetness enters in. Walk on soil and feel the sweetness of earth. Look at the sun and grasp his sweetness. Eat the sun. There's a movie. So when you move into nature, you understand sweetness. Then knowledge, gyan. The more you churn knowledge, the more you find sweetness is coming. It's a journey. Knowledge is also a journey. A journey from lesser understanding to higher understanding. A journey from lesser wisdom to higher wisdom. A journey from lesser light to higher light. You read the same book at different stages of life. You understand different meanings. It's journey of going to bath during the winter. Before going to bath, you are in silent mode. And then you start taking bath with cold water. You enter into loudspeaker mode. And then post bath, you enter into vibrating mode. So doing Gyan Snan in winter, you enter with a silent mind. And then you start pouring water. And you enter into loudspeaker mode. What is this? What is that? I was not knowing this. I was not knowing that. There is so much upheaval in the mind and so much disturbance. And the disturbance should come. Sometimes the bath is prolonged. But when you finished, then you enter into the vibrating mode. The divine vibrations of love. And then you become very fresh. The pores of the body get opened. The dust is removed. A new birth. So begin the journey. Meditation is again a method of sweetness. You enter, you allow the cosmic intelligence to enter into you. The divine intelligence. God is divine intelligence. So you allow that supreme intelligentsia to enter into your being. You connect with him, with his powers, with his vibrations. At present, both are vibrating at different rate. So when meditation is the marriage of divine vibrations, so your vibrations and his vibrations, they become one. And you achieve, you feel, you get the experience of some unexpressed sweetness. A sweetness which is beyond this world, which the world has not seen nor heard nor touched. It is intangible, untouchable, inaudible. It is the touchless touch, the gateless gate, the soundless sound, the pathless path, the rootless root. You can't express, you can't understand, nor you can express. You can tell, you can't tell others. Somebody tells you and asks, tell me what you experienced in meditation. It's very difficult to tell. Because every day's meditation experience is different. So, sweetness is a journey. Journey into truth. Journey that leads to auspiciousness. Journey that makes the life beautiful. So, sing the song of sweetness in Bhagavatam. Gopika Geetam, they talk about sweetness, Madhura Geetam, Adaram Madhuram, Vadanam Madhuram, everything is Madhuram. They are saying to Krishna that your everything is so sweet. Chalitam Madhuram, Rakhitam, Madhura Adipati Akhilam Madhuram, everything is so sweet. Charitam Madhuram, Chalitam Madhuram, your character, your gait, your flute, Venu Madhura, Gopa Madhura, Gopi Madhura. Your everything is sweet. You are the very foundation of sweetness. So Baba says, every day we hear sweet children. So when you keep listening every day, something should happen. The vibrations of the words, they penetrate. Words carry vibrations. So if you keep on listening every day, sweet, 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 something will definitely happen. He is hopeful. He has not lost the hopes. The bitterness is deep, but he is firm-willed. Om Shanti.